from the Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song, preaching Christ in all his fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. It's good that you've tuned in and are joining with us, and I do want you to stay for the next quarter hour, as today the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, minister of the Free Presbyterian Congregation in London, brings yet another message in his series from the New Testament book of 1 Peter. Today he's letting the Bible speak from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 14. And that message is coming up right after these words in song.
If each morning as you face a day of living, all the problems that stand tall make hope seem dim, take each one and turn it over to the Master. You need nothing more through all the day than Him. Nothing more than Him. Nothing more than Him. He is all sufficient for the emptiness within. Let Him have unanswered questions, open eyes that light have been. You need nothing, really nothing. Than Him. All too often we hold dear what this world offers. Men of means enjoy our envy and esteem. Count the blessings that are yours because of Jesus. You need nothing more to satisfy than Him. Nothing more than Him. Nothing more than Him. He is all sufficient for the emptiness within. Let Him have unanswered questions, open eyes that blind have been. You need nothing. You need nothing more than Him. It is better to have little and be godly than to own the wealth possessed by evil men. For the strength of all the wicked shall be broken. In that day there'll be no need for more than Him.
Going to read tonight from 1 Peter chapter 4, and we'll read verses 12 to 14. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. The subject in these verses is the persecution of Christian people. In this epistle, Peter has already dealt with this subject. We find it coming up right at the very beginning of the epistle in chapter 1, for example in verse 6. After telling the Christians how much they were rejoicing, he says, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And then when we come into chapter 2 and the verse 19, Peter says, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. So there's suffering that's unfair and it seems unjust. Again we come to chapter 3, and in verse 17 of chapter 3, Peter says, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. We'll find the same subject in the last chapter of the epistle in verses 8 and 10. We might wonder why. Why is it that God's people are being told so much about suffering? Well, one reason is to get the point across. Peter wants us to know that the Christian life has its trials, it has its difficulties, and that God's people are often a persecuted people. And I believe that if you know that in advance, it helps you to prepare yourself for suffering. You're not taken by surprise. You're not overwhelmed when the suffering comes upon you. So it's very important to know these things in advance. For the truth is, all who will live godly lives will be persecuted because of that fact. Strange, isn't it? But that's what we discover, and it's better not to be baffled or overwhelmed by it. So let's look at what Peter has to say on this important subject of suffering. And the very first thing he tells us here is really that we are not to be surprised by persecution. In verse 12 he says, "Beloved, think it not strange," or in other words, "don't be surprised concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange or some unusual thing happened to you." I know that some people find it surprising that God's people should have to suffer at all. They might think, well, if God is their Father, and if He is all-powerful, why does He allow them to suffer? And they say, I pray when I'm persecuted, and why am I still persecuted? Well, I believe that God is able and has the right to say no to our prayers. We want an easy life. Certainly we do. We don't want to be persecuted. But we're in a battle. We're up against the devil. And God will give us grace for the trial. And we must trust the wisdom of God. He allows these things to happen to us because He knows best. Indeed, the trial is an opportunity to prove His grace. You can prove the all-sufficiency of God's grace in the midst of trial. And then, of course, it's for our good. God, who understands these things, knows that the trial, harsh and hard though it may be at the time, is for our good. If you think back to the Old Testament, I think you will agree that David was a far greater king than Solomon. David faced far more adversity than Solomon. Comparatively, Solomon had an easy time when we think of his life against his father's. But his father was by far the greater king. Well, even accepting that, I believe that we still do find it surprising that such fierce opposition comes our way when we are doing the will of God. Why, you think, if you're doing the will of God, surely you shouldn't be persecuted. You're doing what is good for others. You're doing what's pleasing to God. Why do you suffer such persecution? But when you take that attitude, think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of what happened to Him. Was anyone more faithful to His Father than Jesus Christ? And was anyone more bitterly opposed and persecuted than the Lord Jesus Christ? Then we should think of what happened to the apostles. They suffered. I'm happy to tell you that they were glad because they were counted worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ. He who loved them so much had suffered for them, and now they considered it a badge of honour to be able to show their love for Him and their sympathy with Him as they suffered for His sake. The early Christians were thrown to the lions. We can think of many, many other groups of Christians that have been ill-treated and abused and persecuted. Down through the centuries, one group after another, the more faithful they were to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more they were persecuted. The Apostle Paul said that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." So all set out there before us in the Word of God. When you suffer for the sake of Christ, it's a badge of honour. and it's something that will carry a reward from the Lord at the end of the day. My, you'll wear the crown when you've been persecuted for the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's, when it's surprising at first to us, it should not surprise us. Forewarned is forearmed, and there is a blessing in suffering. God gives grace to those who suffer. Did he not give grace to Stephen? When Stephen was being martyred for his faith, he saw heaven opened. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And the Bible says that before he died, he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He was really going home in triumph, full of the joy of the Lord in spite of his sufferings, and full of the assurance of faith, knowing that he was going in a very short time, in a moment or two, to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Don't be surprised then by suffering if you're a child of God. But oh, if you do not know Christ, I would urge you tonight to come to him and receive him as your Saviour.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London, which meets in South Grove Free Presbyterian Church, Markhouse Road, Walthamstow, each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., and you'd be most welcome to come to these meetings. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. That's the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answerphone service on 020-8539-1706. That's 020-8539-1706. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Tuesday to Saturday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.